All right, here's a Palestinian-Israeli question. I always get these, right? Palestinians living under Israeli control in the West Bank are denied many basic rights and are discriminated compared to Israeli settlers. Is this immoral on Israel's part? No, it's not immoral on Israel's part. The Palestinians living under Israeli control in the West Bank are a threat to Israeli security. They are committed as a political entity. They have voted for the PLO and Hamas, two entities committed to the destruction of Israel, committed to killing of Jews, committed to killing, to wiping out the Israeli state. It would be ridiculous for Israel to say, oh, well, we don't care the fact that you want to kill us. Just here, we'll protect your rights and you can do whatever you want. No, they have to be treated differently because they are committed to these evil ideas and they're acting on it. If they, you know, it's not even just a passive ideology. Of course, you can't have a passive ideology that advocates for violence. Advocating for violence is a violation of rights. So absolutely Palestinian living under Israeli control need to be denied certain rights until they reject the evil ideology that is guiding them, until they reject force, until they reject coercion. When they reject force and coercion, when they reject the political entities that represent them and that are committed to force and coercion and to destruction, then Israel should treat them as full citizens. I think the solution in Israel ultimately is a one-state solution. It is to give Palestinians full individual rights under Israeli law. But that requires, and that's not going to happen for a long time, that's going to require those Palestinians to completely give up the political entities that represent them, completely give up the idea that they can achieve their goals by wiping out Israel, by wiping out the Jews who live in that land. So until that time, Israel must discriminate. It's a question of survival.